narrated Marwan and Al-Miswar bin Makhrama. When the delegate of Hawazin came to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, declaring their conversion to Islam, and asked him to return their properties and captives, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, got up and said to them, "There is involved in this matter the people whom you see with me, and the most beloved talk to me is the truth. So, choose one of two alternatives, either the captives or the properties. I have been waiting for you, that is, have not distributed the booty." Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, had delayed the distribution of their booty over 10 nights after his return from Taif. So, when they came to know that Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, was not going to return to them, but one of the two, they said, "We prefer to have our captives." So Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, got up amongst the Muslims and praising Allah as he deserved, and then said, "Amma ba'du," then after, "Your brothers have come to you with repentance, and I see it logical to return their captives. So whoever of you likes to do that as a favor, then he can do it. And whoever of you likes to stick to his share till we give him from the very first booty, which Allah will give us, then he can do so." The people said, "We do that. That is, return the captives willingly as a favor, O Allah's Messenger." Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, said, "We do not know which of you have agreed to it and which have not. So go back and let your chiefs forward us your decision." They went back and their chiefs spoke to them. And they, that is the chiefs, returned to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, and informed him that all of them had agreed to give up their captives with pleasure, and had given their permission, that is, that the captives be returned to their people. The sub-narrator said, "That is what has reached me about the captives of Hawazin tribe.